各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace be with all brothers and sisters.
我心中很早就一直想来。
In my heart, I have been thinking about coming here for the longest time.
因为按照教会的公文，7月1号我应该来这里报道了。
And according to the official arrangement, I'm supposed to report here on the first day of July.
但是因为7月1号到15号，在多伦多教会有举办全国青年的神学训练班。
However, there was a theological seminar for the youth in Toronto, so I have to be there between the 1st of July to the 15th.
但是呢，我虽然人那个时候在多伦多，可是心已经在温哥华了。
Even though I was in Toronto at that time, but my heart comes to Vancouver.
我也知道杨志豪传道在6月18号已经到了多伦多。
And I knew that preacher Young has already arrived Toronto in the middle of June.
所以我们从6月19号以后就暂时没有传道。
So right from the 19th of June, we are having no preacher here.
那一直到7月15号晚上我才抵达我们温哥华。
Only arrived in Vancouver in the evening of July 15th.
所以在差不多一个月的时间都没有我们的传道在这里，所以我心里有很多的亏欠。
With the absence of the preachers in the church, I felt short.
但是我相信神一定会带领我们大家的脚步。
But I believe that the Lord God will guide all of our footsteps.
我们能够在属灵的道路上呢越来越成长。
In the spirit, we are able to grow on the way.
那么现在已经来到了温哥华，开始要传道的工作。
Therefore, when I come here, I have to start on my work as a preacher.
我就想到我们温哥华教会有多少的圣工在等着我去做呢？
And then I was thinking about how much of the church work that is waiting for me to be done.
所以呢，我昨天到树里其他所去聚会。
And last night I've gone to Surrey for evening service.
聚会完结束以后，Tong Lim 的弟兄就跟我说了一句话。
And after the service, Brother Tong Lim told me this.
他说你终于来了。
He said, you finally come.
我们很多事情等着你来。
There are a lot of things waiting for you.
所以呢，让我心里有点害怕。
So I was kind of intimidated.
一来呢，就有很多事情等着我要来处理的。
On one hand, there are a lot of things waiting for me to be done.
但是我相信神才是我们的工程师。
But then I believe that our Lord God is the chief engineer.
他才是我们的老板。
He is our boss.
我们只是他的工人。
We are only his employees.
所以我们是神的同工。
So we are the fellow workers of God.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们对不起，我们来看第九节。
Excuse me, we'll read verse 9.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building.
在这里呢，保罗写信给哥林多的教会。
Over here, Paul has written a letter to the church in Corinth.
他说，不管是浇灌的，不管是栽种的，都算不得什么。
So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything.
因为只有成长的在于神。
But only God who makes things grow.
当时哥林多教会有许多的软弱。
In the church of Corinthians, there was filled with weaknesses.
当时有人有了许多的党派。
And there are a lot of divisions in the church.
有人说我是属保罗的。
There are people said that they are of Paul.
有人说我是属亚波罗的。
There are people who regard themselves
of Apollos. 有人说我是属
基
法彼得的。
And there are people who think that they belongs to Peter.
有人说我是属基督的。
And there are people who believe they belong to the Christ.
但是不管怎么说，这些都是不对的。
Regardless, all these thoughts were incorrect.
虽然这些工人都有很多的恩赐，造就了教会。
Even though all these workers had a lot of gifts from God and edified the church,
但是人究竟是人，算不得什么。
But as men, we are after all men, we're nothing.
因为成长的在于神。
Because all about growth is up to God.
所以保罗特别强调我们是与神同工的。
So Paul especially emphasized here that for we are God's fellow workers.
你们是神所耕种的田地所建造的房屋。
We are God's field and God's building.
你们是神所耕种的田地。
And we are God's field.
这就是说神是在耕种的，神才是主人。
This means to say that God is the one who works in the field and he is the owner.
我们是神所建造的房屋。
And we are the building.
神才是这个工人神才是这个整个工作的一个主人。
And God is the owner of this project.
神他有工作的计划。
God has his plan for works.
我们只是他所差派的工人。
And we are merely the tool.
所以这个神他对于教会，他有他建造教会的计划。
Therefore, God has his plan for establishing the church.
我们从主耶稣开始出来传福音的时候，他选召的门徒。
Right from a time when the Lord Jesus started preaching, and he chose the disciples.
他第一个选召了彼得跟安德烈这对兄弟。
First, he has chosen Peter and Andrew, both brothers.
后来又选召了雅各跟约翰。
And later, he has called upon James and also John.
后来他又选召了很多很多的门徒。
And later on, many others followed.
然后设立了十二个使徒。
And then there were 12 apostles that has been called.
然后又对彼得说，我要把教会建造在这磐石上。
And then he told Peter that he is going to build the church on the rock.
因为彼得这个希腊文大写是彼得，如果是小写是石头的意思。
Because in Hebrews, Peter,
是希腊文 Greek.
In Greek, Peter in capital letters means.
是 capital 是彼得。
Means Peter, but when it comes to a lower case, it means a piece of rock.
所以主耶稣才会用他的名字来做了一个引申，说你是彼得，可是你也是石头。那我要把教会建造在这磐石上。
So the Peter was regarded as Peter, but at the same time as a piece of rock as well, because the church shall build on the rock.
所以主耶稣呢，他在教会的建造上，他有一个计划。
The Lord Jesus has a plan of building the church.
后来他又拣选了保罗。
Later on, he has chosen Paul.
保罗原来是一个法利赛人。
Paul was a Pharisee.
他是一个热心传扬律法的一个犹太人。
He was a person who was devoted in laws.
原来他也认为这个拉撒勒人耶稣是一个背叛他们犹太教的人。
And at first, he thought that Jesus was someone who was a betrayer of their Jewish tradition.
因此他要逼迫这些传耶稣的人。
Therefore, he was to persecute all those who preach for Jesus.
可是这样的一个人主耶稣竟然还是拣选他来做门徒。
But even then, the Lord Jesus has also chosen Paul.
这一切都有主耶稣建造教会的计划。
And all these is only to demonstrate the plans of Jesus.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's take a look at the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2,
19节
verse 19.
以弗所书第二章十九节
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens of God's people and members of God's household.
二十节
Verse 20, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
21节
Verse 21, in him the whole building is joined together and rise to become a holy temple in the Lord.
22节
Verse 22, and in him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
这里说到教会的弟兄姐妹是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
It says here, we are the people and members of God's household.
是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
We were built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
使徒和先知的根基就是真理的根基。
And the foundation of apostles and prophets is the cornerstone of the truth.
那么各房靠他联络的合适。
So that everyone has come together, has joined together and rise become a holy temple of in the Lord.
每一位弟兄姐妹, 都是各房, 有各个单位, 有各个的恩赐。
So we all have our own gifts and our own responsibility.
我们同样的被合并在一起来成为神的殿。
All of us has been brought together to form this temple of God.
我们就大家聚集在一起, 主耶稣的宝血洗去我们的罪，我们就成为圣徒， 我们就成为一个教会。
When the Lord Jesus has washed away all of our sins and we come together to work for Him.
我们就是这样子靠着耶稣一起被建造了。
And through the Lord Jesus, we have been built this way.
我们就成为神借着圣灵居住的所在，就是教会，就是基督的身体。
So in Him, we are being built together and become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit, means the church.
我们也成为这个圣殿的一部分。
So we become part of this holy temple of God.
所以呢，教会是主耶稣所建造的一个圣殿。
The church is the very temple that is built by God.
我们今天同样的都要尊重这位。 工程师他的一个建造的计划。
Today we must revere to the planning of this chief engineer.
当初神 启示摩西要如何去建造会幕。
At the beginning when God gave revelation to Moses how to build.
圣经一直从摩西的时候建造会幕。
Moses how to build the tent.
那个时候圣经特别的反复出现一句话说， 一切都按照山上所指示的样式来建造。
The Bible repeatedly said that he was supposed to build according to what was instructed on the mountains.
所以建造会幕的尺寸、大小、材料都不是摩西自己想象出来的。
So by building the temple of God, it's not out of the imagination of Moses.
一切都是神在西乃山上告诉摩西要如何去建造会幕。
But rather, it's the instruction of God on Mount Sinai to Moses.
因此呢，这一切的样式都是根据山上所指示的，才能够建造神所要的那个会幕。
Therefore, the image of the very temple of God is according to the instruction of God that how it's going to light.
我们来参考一下出埃及记。
So please turn to Book of Exodus.
出埃及记从25章以后开始有要如何建造会幕里面的各样的器材。
So at chapter 25 of Exodus spoke about the different tools and materials for building the temple of God.
我们看25章第9节。
Please read chapter 25 verse 9.
制造帐幕和其中的一切器具都要照我所指示你的样式。Make
this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you.
25章的最后一节，40节。
And the very last verse of chapter 25, verse 40.
要谨慎做这些物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
See that you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
我们再看26章30节。
Please read chapter 26, verse 30.
要照着在山上指示你的样式立起帐幕。
Set up the tabernacle according to the plan shown you on the mountain.
27章第8节。
Chapter 27, verse 8.
要用板做坛，坛是空的，都照着在山上指示你的样式做的。
Make the altar hollow out of boards. It is to be made just as you were shown on the mountain.
所以我们从这样的这么短短的几章里面就不断的出现同样的一个一句话，都是按照山上所指示的样式来建造的。
So within three chapters, you have noticed that God has repeatedly said to him that he should make the temple according to what was shown on the mountain.
所以这个会幕是按照神的样式来造的。
The temple of God is built according to the image of God.
同样的圣殿的样式也是按照神所指示的样式来造的。
And so the temple of God is also built according to what was shown by God to him.
今天的教会更是按照神所指示的样式来建造的。
Today our church is also built according to the instructions of God.
所以主神才是我们的建筑师。
God is our chief architect.
他计划了，他有了蓝图，然后要来建造啊圣殿。
And so he has the plans for building the temple of God.
他也按照他的旨意要来建造教会。
And he has also built according to his will.
那么我们是他的工人。
So we are his very fellow workers.
神会借着我们来完成他所托付的工作。
Through us, he will accomplish the work that he wanted to be done.
所以当时呢，神也透过摩西要去拣选几个工人来建造这个会幕。
Over at that time, God has also told Moses to choose a few workers to help him in this building process.
因为呢，神的灵有感动其中几个工人，他们有这种做材料的这种特别的恩赐。
Because at that time, the Lord Jesus has inspired a few workers who has the gifts of handling the material.
我们来看出埃及记三十五章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 35.
三十五章三十节。
Exodus chapter 35, verse 30. Then Moses said to Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts.
32.
To make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut the set of stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic craftsmanship. And he has given both him and Oholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others.
35.
He has filled them with the skills to do all kinds of works of craftsmen, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, and weavers, all of them master craftsmen.
36章第一节。
And designers, so Bezalel, Oholiab, and very skilled person to whom the Lord has given skill and ability to know how to carry out all the work of constructing the sanctuary are to do the work just as the Lord has commanded.
所以在建造会幕的时候并不是神亲自就好像在创造天地就用他的话就出现的，并不是这么神奇的方式。
Therefore, at that time, the temple of God was not merely built by the words of God at the beginning of creation of the world, but rather, he has chosen his people to do it.
他选择了这些有恩赐的工人来做这些材料。
He has chosen these crafted and also, gifted workers, skilled workers with craftsmanship.
这些人他们能够有巧工用金银铜各样的器材来制造成各样的器皿。
And these people were able to cut the stones and also use silver, gold to make things.
但是他们仍然要按照神所指示的样式来建造。
But regardless, they still have to build according to the instructions of the Lord.
但是神却感动这些工人能够来好好的来雕刻啦，或者是来镶砍来做各样的这些器材。
Therefore, God has used him to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic craftsmanship.
这些工人也是神所选召出来的，也给他们有这样的恩赐。
These workers has been chosen by God, and then they were gifted with such a skill.
所以今天神在建造教会也是一样的道理。
In the same token, the Lord God is building the temple of God the same way today.
神也用了一些工人来完成这个建造教会的工程。
The Lord God has also used his workers to build this temple of God.
所以主耶稣拣选了十二个使徒。
Therefore, the Lord God has chosen 12 disciples.
这成为一个教会的根基。
And they have become the foundations of the church.
后来主耶稣升天了。
Later on, when Jesus resurrected.
可是教会呢，就落在这些使徒的身上，他们要来建造教会。
The church has fallen on the hands of these disciples to continue building.
在五旬节那天，他们领受圣灵。
On the day of Pentecost, they have received the Holy Spirit.
然后彼得勇敢地站起来为主耶稣做见证。
And Peter was bold enough to stand up to testify for the Lord.
在那天就有三千人受洗。
On that very day, there were 3,000 people baptized.
所以呢，主耶稣拣选的工人呢，就是开始要来发挥他们的工作了。
So the very chosen workers of God is to do their own work given.
同样的，保罗也是得到主耶稣的拣选，也传的福音到外邦。
In the same way that Paul has been chosen to preach the gospel in among Gentiles.
因此，我们成为主的工人是我们的荣幸。
Therefore, it is a blessing when we have been chosen as the work
one
of the workers of God.
都能够当神的工人。
Not every one can be one of the workers of God.
神如果不要我们，我们仍然是撇弃在旁边的一个普通人而已。
If we are not wanted by God, we are just like a normal person on the sideline.
尽管我有多少恩赐，我多少的才华没有用。
Regardless of how much talent and also gifts that you have, those are not usable.
因为神要用我们，我们才会成为可用的器皿。
It is only when the Lord God uses us so that can we become one of the vessels.
我们来看提摩太后书。
Please turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章
2 Timothy chapter 2
20节
verse 20
20节到21节
verse 20 to 21 In a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes and some for ignoble. Verse 21 If a mancleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work.
这里说到大户人家有很多的器皿。
So there are a lot of vessels in this wealthy person's house.
但是有贵重的，有卑贱的。
But then they were vessels of noble status and also ignoble.
贵重跟卑贱的差别并不是那个材料的问题。
So for those that are ignoble and for those that are noble, it's not because they're different in material made.
而是说它使用的功能在哪里。
But rather, it is the functionality of these vessels.
如果是使用的功能非常的重要的时刻，它就是贵重的器皿。虽然它可能是木器，也可能是瓦器。
If this vessel is going to function at this point in time, then it's the most workable and useful tool at this point.
因此，重要的是要做贵重的器皿。
So what's the most important thing is we have to be the most noble instrument of God.
成为圣洁，合乎主用。
And to be holy and to be used by the Lord.
所以合乎主用，这才是一个器皿最重要的特质。
So one of the main characteristics of this vessel and instrument is to be used by the master as the vessel.
因此我们是神的工人。
Therefore we are the worker of God.
我们是神的器皿。
We are the vessels of God.
可是呢，这个器皿有没有它具备有的那个功能呢？
But whether if this vessel does have this functionality,
我们不是用自己的恩赐就来夸口的。
It is not determined by how you brag about the gifts and
talents that you have. 我们的恩赐如果不合乎主用，一样是没有用的。
But rather, if you do not, if you are not useful to the Lord, then it's regardless.
因此呢，我们要谦卑的到主的面前。
Therefore, we have to come to the Lord with a humble heart.
那看看主耶稣怎么用我们。
Take a look at how the Lord is going to use us.
我们要常常竭力。来做主的工
and we must always work for the Lord.
我们才能够成为主所用的一个器皿。
So can we become one of the vessels that will be used by the Lord?
我们来看哥林多前书十五章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章五十八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58.Verse 58, Therefore, my dear brother, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
做一个神的工人，一定要有一个基本的工作态度。
As a worker of God, we must have this basic understanding.
就是这里所说的，要常常竭力来多做主工。
It means, it says here that we must always give ourselves fully to the work of the Lord.
所以第一个要常常做。
First is you have to always do it.
我们做神的工作不是五分钟的热度。
When we do the works of God, it's not only for 5 minutes.
因为只有五分钟的热度呢，那五分钟过后以后就冷淡了，就不想再做了。
With such a short zeal, then you could have worked zealously for some time, but later on you grew cold.
这样子的工人就不配当主的工人。
Such kind of worker is not worthy to be the worker of God.
所以我们要从头到尾要常常的做。
Right from the beginning till the end, we have to do it always.
只要有机会做，我们就赶快做。
As long as we have the opportunity, we must quickly do it.
因为我们以后可能没有机会来做。
Because in the future, you may not have the opportunity to do it.
有一天我们生病了，躺在床上了，我们就没有办法再做神的工了。
Perhaps one day we might get sick and lie on a bed, and there is no way of us doing a work for God.
我常常听到有一些弟兄姐妹呢，他们生病以后都会讲这句话。
I often heard about a lot of brothers and sisters when they got sick, they always say this.
主啊，再给我健康，我一定为你传福音，我一定为你做见证。
Oh Lord, please give me health. When I become healthier, I'll work for you and I'll preach your gospel.
可是呢，在他健康的时候，为什么他不去做呢？
But why didn't they do it when they were healthy?
一定要等到生病了，不能动了。才要跟主耶稣讲这句话吗？
Why did you wait till the point when you are so sick? Then you said that to the Lord.
所以呢，我们要把握机会，常常来做主的工。
Therefore, we must hold on to this opportunity to work for God always.
第二个要竭力来做。
And second is to work, to give ourselves fully.
就是要尽我们的力量来做。
It is to try our very best to do it.
我们不要说有不必有所保留了。
We don't need to hold back.
因为我们尽了一切力量，其实也才一点点的力量而已。
Even though you have tried all your best, but it is only very minuscule in the eyes of God.
但是神其实他并不要求我们有多大的力量。
Because the Lord God is not asking a lot from us.
他只要求我们能够尽自己的力量来做，就得到他的喜悦。
The only thing that he asked for is for us to do our best so that we'll please him.
因此我们今天呢，能够来做主的工，能不能要求自己已经尽力而为了，我们就问心无愧了。
Therefore, as long as we have tried our very best to do the works of God, then we are not falling short of the Lord.
也许别人呢，还会很多的批评。
Perhaps there are a lot of criticisms around us.
还会很多批评说，你这个没有做好，那个也没有做好。
There are definitely going to be criticisms of people. This is not done well, and that is short of.
但是其实我们已经尽力而做了，我们已经对神有所交代了。
As a matter of fact, we have tried our very best to do. We have already done what the Lord wants us to do.
有这些批评，我们就当作是一种勉励。
With such a criticism, it works as a encouragement.
我们不用太在意啊。
We shouldn't take it too hard.
也不要因为这样的批评，让我们就伤心绝望就灰心丧志。
And we shouldn't take such a criticism till the point that we're so disappointed.
因为我们已经竭力了。
Because we have already tried our very best.
那再来呢，要多做主工。
And secondly, we have to always and work for the Lord.
要多做主工，就是不同的范围也可以多做一些圣工。
As you labor more for the Lord, means that you could involve in the church work in various aspects.
也许我以前呢会翻译。
Maybe in the past I am an interpreter.
现在也许教会差派我来做领会的工作，我可以来练习来做这个工作。
Maybe the church is asking me to be a speaker of sermon. I can be one of them.
所以呢，其实教会有各样的工作，我们可以试着去学习，那试着来服侍神。
There are a lot of works in the church that we must try to learn and also to adapt.
所以你就可以多样化的来参与教会的圣工。
Therefore, we are able to participate in various works in the church.
因为我们所劳苦的在主里面不会是徒然的。
Because all that we labor in the Lord is not in vain.
主耶稣都会纪念我们所做的这些工作。
The Lord Jesus will remember all of the works that we do.
我们在做工作会越多的服事，越多的喜乐。
The more that we labor for the Lord, the more joy that we will have.
我们会越侍奉越甘甜。
The more you serve, the more sweetness that you feel.
所以呢，常常有人问我说：“传道啊，你当传道你快乐吗？”
There are always people questioning me that as a preacher, are you happy at all?
我说如果我不快乐，我怎么还做得下去呢？
And I said that if I'm not happy, how can I continue my work?
可是呢，啊，这个信徒又说了，可是人啊，常常都会抱怨他的工作。
But then, this member asked me that there are always people complaining about their own job.
啊，有人说呢，啊，工作要啊啊要三点呢，就是啊什么，钱多事少离家近。
There are always people said that while my job, the ideal job is to be paid a lot and also close to my home, and having less to do.
钱多事少离家近啊，可是传道的工作是不是跟我相反呢？
But then when you look at the work as a pastor, it is just the opposite.
但是其实这些都不重要。
But then all of that is, it doesn't matter.
也有一个信徒啦，很可爱，问我过一个问题。
And there was also a member who asked me this funny question.
因为那时候刚好传道准备要调动的时候。
There was when a time the preacher was about to be assigned to other places.
因为在台湾呢，有200多个的教会，有100多个传道。
And in Taiwan, there were more than 200 churches and more than 100 preachers.
所以每一年呢，都有可能会调动到别的教会去。
Every year, you will notice some of the preachers that will be reassigned to other churches.
所以呢，那时候那个信徒是刚信主不久。
So at that time, the member was just newly baptized.
他的丈夫呢又是一个法国人，法国弟兄。
And her husband was a French.
所以呢，他的思想呢还有那种法国的味道。
Therefore, he has this thoughts as a French.
就是要考虑现实的需要啊，来考虑这个事情怎么样。
And he will always think about things in reality.
所以他用一般人的想法问我一个问题。
So then, through the eyes of a layman, that he asked me.
他这个姐妹就问我说：“传道啊，你们在调动教会的时候啊，有没有所谓的肥缺
？”So he asked me, well.I know that preachers is going to be reassigned to places. Is there one place that is the most popular and the best place to be at?
就是说到哪个教会去，那个教会是大家一直想要去的教会，因为那个教会可以得到什么什么的好处。
Or can you tell me, is there one church that most of the preachers are dreaming of going there?
我说有啊。
And I said that, well, yes, there is.
那个姐妹更好奇了，那这样是领多少钱啊？
And then sister asked me that then how much more do you get paid for?
但是说钱都一样哎。
But then I told her that well the salary is going to be the same.
不管你大教会多大，或者你的教会是多小，可是传道领的生活费都是一样的。
And regardless of the size of the church, the salary is the same.
但是这样看起来，那如何叫做肥缺？
Then how do you regard as a popular church that to be assigned to?
我说那个教会有神的同在，让我们可以完成圣工，那就是传道最喜欢去的地方。
And I said to her that as long as the church has the presence of God, and also that we are able to do the work of God, it will be the best church to be at.
所以当这样的一个服事工作，你当然越做越喜乐。
So as we work for the God, for the Lord more, we will feel more joyful.
这就是我们做圣工最大的一个报答。
And that is the greatest pay.
因为我们得到更多的喜乐。
Because we receive a lot of joy in return.
但是还是回到保罗讲的这句话，说我们都是神的同工。
Then we have to come back to what Paul has said that we are all the fellow workers of God.
神是主要的工程师，他所计划的。
So the Lord God is the chief architect, so he will have his plan.
我们是他的同工，我们是来搭配神的工程。
We're his fellow workers to help him to accomplish.
因此，我们要把神的工作神的计划摆在最前面。
Therefore, we have to put the plans of God in front of us.
神才是我们主要的一个带领。
And God is the sole guidance of us in our life.
同样的呢，在约书亚带领百姓要进入迦南地。
When Joshua led the people into the land of Canaan.
当时呢，就有一个人呐对他显现。
And there was a person who appeared to him.
约书亚就很纳闷的问他说：“你是来帮助我们，还是来帮助敌人的？”
And Joshua was kind of puzzled, so he asked him, "Are you here to help us or to help our enemy?"
因为这个人啊，手里拿着刀。
Because his hand holds a dagger.
所以当时约书亚很害怕，也很好奇，说：“你这个拿着刀人，你是来帮助我们，还是帮助敌人呢？”
So when he saw the dagger in his hand, he thought he was puzzled that whether he is helping them or helping their enemies.
我们看约书亚记第五章。
Please turn to Joshua chapter 5.
约书亚记第五章十三节到。
Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 to 15. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so.
这个时候约书亚呢，他准备啊，要来攻打耶利哥城啊。
At that time, Joshua was about to attack the city of Jericho.
可是这耶利哥城是很强大的一个啊，一个城墙，而且非常强大的一个啊武装设备。
And then at that time, the city of Jericho is a very strong fortress, and also with a strong army.
这个时候刚好有这个人出现。
So at this very moment, there's this one person appeared.
而且他手里拿着刀。
And he held.This sword in his hand.
约书亚当然很好奇，而且很害怕，说你是来帮助我们，还是来帮助敌人？
And of course, Joshua was afraid that whether he was helping them or enemies.
约书亚这句话是我们是主要的，你是啊来搭配的，你要来帮助我们，还是来抵挡我们？我们还是主要的。
And the way that Joshua asked this is as if that Joshua was a leader and this person was just a helper.
但是呢，他却回答说：“都不是。”
But then this person answered neither.
我是来做主军队的元帅。
But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.
约书亚才整个俯伏下拜了。
Oh, then at this very moment, Joshua fell face down.
我原来以为我是元帅，我是带领以色列人啊来攻打耶利哥城的元帅啊。
At the beginning, he thought that he was the chief commander for the army.
但是现在完全颠倒过来。
But then at this moment, everything has changed.
只有这位神啊，他才是啊军队的元帅。
Only God, it is the He is the commander of this army.
因此，约书亚俯伏在地下拜说：“我主啊，有什么话吩咐仆人
？”Therefore, Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?"
约书亚在这个时候才完全谦卑下来。
And then Joshua has humbled himself.
表面上他好像是以色列人的元帅。
On the appearance, it seems that Joshua is the commander of the people.
但是真正的元帅是天上的神。
But the true commander of this army is the Lord in heaven.
所以神就对他说：“把脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。”
Therefore, the commander of the Lord says that, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy."
既然是神来带领，那么就不用再害怕。
Since it's all about the guidance of the Lord, there's no fear.
但是一定要按照神的吩咐去做。
But then it has to be done according to the instructions.
这场征战就必得胜。
And this warfare will be a triumphant one.
今天我们在建造教会的时候啊，我们要常常啊回想约书亚的这样的改变。
When we establish the church today, we must always take a look at how Joshua has changed his thoughts.
不管啊是传道、执事、负责人啊，或者是啊各样的工作啊的啊领啊的那种带领负责的，都是一样，要常常来思想约书亚为什么会有这样的改变。
Regardless what you are in the church, whether you're a pastor, preacher, deacons, or the church board members, or any members,
我们一定要想想。神才是真正的领袖。
We must always have this in mind that the Lord God is our one commander.
我们所有的人都是仆人。
All of us are servants of God.
耶稣亚也说：“我是仆人，请主来吩咐。”
Even Joshua said that, what message does my Lord have for his servant?
我们今天每一个人都只是主的仆人。
We are all servants of God.
所以我们彼此之间没有阶级的上下之分。
So among us, there is no hierarchy, whether you are higher than me or lower than me.
而是神来引导我们，来指示我们。
The Lord God will guide us and also instruct us.
因此呢，我们跟着主的脚步走。
Therefore, we walk along with the presence of God.
对，后来神吩咐了啊，约书亚呢要绕城，绕耶利哥城啊，一天要绕一次。
So then Joshua was supposed to lead his people to go around the city of Jericho once a day.
那么第七天要绕七次。
On the seventh day, they were supposed to go around seven times.
所以呢，这样一共绕了十三次。
So altogether, they have gone around the city of Jericho 13 times.
最后要呼喊。
And the very last day, they were supposed to sound very loud.
那个时候，城墙就倒塌了。
So it was at that moment, the wall of the city collapsed.
门啊，百姓就进城里面，就开始把这个城墙啊，把这个耶利哥城就抢夺过来了。
So then people held up this entire city.
这就是神所指示的方式。
That is the very way of God.
因此，今天我们在教会的工作上，常常要处于这样的一种谦卑啊、服从的态度。
Today, as we work as a worker of God in the church, we must always have this humbleness and also submissiveness.
因为是神在建造这个教会。
Because it is the Lord who is building this church.
我们应该随时来求问神的旨意。
We must always ask for the will of God.
我们应该常常啊。谦卑的到神的面前来祷告。
We must always humbly pray in front of God.
所以每次我们在开，不管是 AGM 或者是 Church Board Meeting 一样，任何的会议，我们都要先祷告。
Doesn't matter we're having AGMs or meetings for the board members, we must always pray.
为什么要祷告呢？
Why should we pray?
那个祷告不是形式啊。
The prayer is not only formality.
也不是说啊，只是跟神有个交代，说神啊，我已经跟你交代了，我已经请你来了啊，你不来是你的事哦。
It is not simply to let God know that, well, I have done this according to your instruction.
我们不应该只是做形式上的这样的祷告。
It should not be a formality.
一定要每一个参与会议的人真的诚心诚意的跪下祷告，求神来带领我们的会议。
For everyone who has come to this meeting or the conference, they have to come to the Lord with a devoted heart.
最后能够像耶路撒冷的会议一样，有了这个美好的决议。
And just like the conference in the city of Jerusalem, that has finally come to a wonderful conclusion.
当时他们写了一封书信给外邦的教会，说圣灵与我们定义啊，如何如何，怎么样怎么样。
At that time, they have written a letter saying that the Holy Spirit of God wanted us to do it this way.
我们看《使徒行传》十五章。
Please turn to Book of Acts, chapter 15.
当时教会有了一个争论。
There was a dispute at that time in the church.
到底外邦人，就是非犹太人呢，他们要不要来遵守摩西的规矩受割礼呢？
So whether the Gentiles should follow the law of Moses and to be circumcised.
可是有一些犹太人却，犹太基督徒却坚决主张说，外邦就是非犹太人，他们一定要受割礼才能够得救。
But then some of the Jewish Christians, they insisted that all these Gentiles has to be circumcised in order to become one of them.
但是后来他们经过讨论的决议，是圣灵引导我们一起做了决定。
However, they have derived at the conclusion that according to the guidance of Holy Spirit, they will do this.
我们看十五章二十八节。
Please read Book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 28.
这里记载说，圣灵和我们定义，不将别的重担放在你们身上。
It seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirements.
就是下面所说的这三件事，就是禁戒、祭偶像的物和血，并勒死的牲畜和奸淫。
And the three things says here, you are to abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. You will do well to avoid these things.
在这样的会议里面有圣灵的同在。
So there was presence of Holy Spirit in their meeting.
他们做的决议呢，是非常清楚的，是神的带领。
So it was very clear that the Holy Spirit has guided them through the meeting.
神才是主啊。
And the Lord, is the Lord.
所以我们今天要来遵照神的指示。
So today we must obey to the instruction of God.
不要超前。
We must not, be a forerunner.
不要跑到神的面前啊，神的前面去。
We should not, run to the front of God.
因为我们跑到神的前面去，变成神要跟着我们来做。
Because when you run in front of God, which means that you want God, to follow what you do.
那就不对了。
It is wrong.
因为这样的话，像约书亚一开始讲的那句话说，你是帮助我们还是抵挡我们，变成是我是在前面的，你是来跟着我的。
Because you will be likened to what Joshua said at that moment. Are you for us or for enemy?
所以我们不应该跑到主的前面去。
So today we must not run in front of the Lord.
同样的，我们也不要落后太远了，跟不到主。
In the same token, we should not be so far lagging.
神已经在教会要动工了。
If the Lord God wanted to work in a church,
他的计划已经开始要施展了。
And His plan is about to be carried out.
可是我们是神的同工，我们竟然落后在后啊，一点都跟不上，那我们是啊不对了。
And as a fellow workers of God, if we're lagging so far behind,
我们应该要跟着主的脚步，紧紧跟随。
And we must follow the steps of the Lord Jesus closely.
神要托付我们做什么，我们马上去做。
So if the Lord wants us to do something, we must do it right away.
我们就可以完成主所托付的这些工作。
So can we able to accomplish all the work that have been entrusted to us?
这个时候我们才可以称为是神的好工人。
And so can we call ourselves as a good workers of God?
我们才能够成为神的贵重的器皿。
And therefore can we become the precious vessels of God?
然后最后我们要得到自己的赏赐。
And lastly, we'll receive the blessings from God.
这样的一个工作经验呢，真的非常的美好。
Of course, such an experience to work for God is wonderful.
我们是跟着主走了，我们也不用疲倦也不会心思意念慌乱。
When we walk together with the Lord, we'll never be exhausted or feeling puzzled.
因为我们主在前面走主在前面的带领。
Because the Lord God will guide us in front of us.
我们就要跟着神的计划来做就好了。
We all have to simply follow the plan of God.
但是现在的问题是，你所感动的神的计划跟我所认知的神的计划好像有点差别的时候，我们就要多多的祷告，在继续的沟通，继续来明白神的旨意。
But sometimes there are discrepancies between your understanding of the plans of God and my perspective on the plans of God. So we have to pray to come to consensus.
让我们能够在灵里面合一。
So that we can become one within the Spirit.
我相信呢，真的在圣灵的带领之下，会得到合而为一的心。
And I believe that through the guidance of Holy Spirit, we will all come to one.
但是我们一定要把个人的私心个人的意见呢，暂时放下。
But then we have to pull away all of our selfishness and also our own opinions.
我们真的愿意跟随圣灵的脚步。
We all are willing to follow the footsteps of Holy Spirit.
就像当时保罗他们去传福音，也都是跟着圣灵的脚步。
Just like unto Paul at that time, they followed the footsteps of Holy Spirit to preach.
他们本来要在一个地方讲道，可是圣灵禁止他们在那里讲道。
At first, they wanted to preach at this one place, but then the Holy Spirit stopped them from doing so.
他们另外要到别的地方，可是圣灵又说不行。
But then they decided an alternative place. The Holy Spirit told them again not to go there.
所以保罗这些工人他们就纳闷，到底神啊，你要我们怎么做呢？
Then the apostles were so perplexed where they should go.
最后在晚上有异象对保罗显现。
At that very evening, there was vision shown to them.
就是一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
And there was a Macedonian who stood in front of them and told them to come to Macedonia.
那时候保罗就明白了。
And then Paul finally understand.
原来我们神要召我们是要传福音到马其顿去。
Then he understand that the fact that the Lord want them to go to Macedonia.
真的是一个非常好的范例。
That is a very good example.
保罗不是用自己的计划一意孤行，说我一定要这样做，我一定要这样做。
Paul did not work for God according to his own planning and will.
他乃是 跟随圣灵的感动，圣灵的带领。
He followed the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and the guidance.
所以今天我们的教会的圣工也是这样。
It is the same way as we work in a church today.
我们呢，在教会的参与事工上要多多的祷告。
As we work in the church, we must pray more.
然后看看圣灵的感动给我们的是什么样的意念。
To see how the Holy Spirit will guide us through the work that we do.
因为我们只是神的同工。
Because we are the fellow workers of God.
神才是我们的整个工程师，他才是我们的整个主人。
Lord Jesus is the chief engineer for all this project.
他才是我们的元帅。
And he is our very commander.
我们只要跟随他的脚步走。
We all have to follow his footsteps.
所以同样的呢，我被差派来我们温哥华教会，即将至少有五年的时间。
In the same token, I've been assigned to Vancouver Church as a resident preacher for the coming 5 years.
这五年我们要常常聚会常常来做教会的各样的事工。
In the next 5 years, we will do a lot of holy works together.
我心中也是有很多的想法，很多的计划，可是我这些一定要在祷告里面求神带领。
I may have a lot of thoughts in my heart regarding the works in the church, but I have to put them in the prayers.
我只有一个心志说，主啊，我跟着你的脚步走。
I have this one determination is to follow the footsteps of the Lord.
你要如何建造教会，我就按照你的吩咐来建造。
And I will do according to your instructions and guidance of how we should build the church.
所以每当有了这样的祷告以后，我就放下一切的重担。
Each and every time when I have this thought, and I will leave it to God and pray.
我就一身轻快乐的来继续来当神的工人。
And I will feel the freedom as a worker of God.
这就是我们服侍主的一个准备。
And that is the very preparation we must have as a worker of God.
因为我们是神的同工。
Because we are the fellow workers of God.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
287首。
Please sing him number 287.